Today's episode of Fantasy Fiction is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction.
Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Kindle, MP3 player, or Magic Stone.
Today we're recommending A Game of Thrones by George R.R. Martin. Impress your friends with real-life magic. Act like you read a long book without any actual reading.
Think of all the masturbating you'll get done.
So if you're enjoying the show, give the free trial a chance. That's audibletrial.com/fantasyfiction. Enjoy the episode. Reese's, put down that Merc Monk.
But he's my friend.
In the land of fantasy, on the fields of fiction, there rode two knights across the plains. Two thieves of the night, two warriors of honor. In the shadow of the mountain, cry their name.
Until the deed is done, until the quest is won, the battle's in our minds, until the end of time.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Fantasy Fiction. My name is Dominic.
My name is Josh.
And today we're doing something a little different because...
Because we're hanging out today.
Because I'm moving away, and we got to get our good hangs in.
Yeah.
So we designated Saturday to you and I hanging out.
Yeah. We were going to actually have fun.
Yeah.
Not that we don't have fun on the show, but...
But because we did, right. Because we decided to do that, like the selfish bastards we are,
yes.
We've just robbed everyone of their stories this week.
Yeah, they don't get it, because we made some decisions that led to this.
But, well, I mean, you've been working all week, right? You've been doing a ton of work.
Yeah, I did like about 400 things this week, which usually I spread things out pretty evenly so I don't start to... lose my mind, but you can only sit in front of a computer
for so many hours.
10 hours a day for so many days before you start to go crazy.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah. I used to edit at this editing house in Venice, and I would just do assisted editing, and I would be sitting there in front of a computer listening to the same goddamn song and over and over again. I don't know if they ever used it, but I...
better.
Well, they were mock commercials for, like, real commercials. So I did a series for... I guess... They'll never find me, but just under... just because I did sign a piece of paper that says I am not allowed to talk about it. But anyway, a beauty care product used a children's... rendition of Sweet Child of Mine, accompanied by a piano.
That's pretty creepy.
And I could not stand listening to that song for like 3 or 4 days. I had to listen to that song all day, but not even the whole song, just a clip
parts.
Of that song. Yeah, so
just parts of it.
But you just slowly go mad.
I worked for a guy one time who like he like. How this usually works, if you like ever edited anything for anyone out there who's ever done anything like this, if you edit something for somebody, they just learn about editing like it was invented 2 days ago, and they want to get it hard. So this dude bought like a fucking new iMac. This is like a couple of years ago, like 2009 or whatever. This dude buys an iMac, and I'm over there, and I'm getting paid like to do this at a very cheap rate, by the way, and... because editors make like insanely a lot of money.
Well, like it's a lot of work. It's right. And to be a good editor, that's like you pay for that time.
It's a very unique skill set. It's very difficult to do it, I think.
Hey, I'll say
I'm not trying to suck my own dick.
When I was working those assistant editing gigs and I had like a couple in a month, I was doing good, dude.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you were in Los Angeles doing that. I'm in fucking Southeastern PA.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like that, to give you an idea of
how well
an editor is paid.
Exactly. So this guy, like, you know, wanted me to edit for like all day. And at some point I'm just like, I gotta stop, dude, because like I'm done. Like that's it. I'm out.
Yeah, you're just like, well, you know, if you were paying me anywhere near what I should be paying.
Right. If you were giving me $100 an hour, I'll sit here for 12 hours. But you're not paying me near that.
Well, the best part about that editing gig is that, like, you would a lot of the time have to wait on the creatives to come back with notes. and they kind of really take their time sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes you're there till like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
But you get that OT.
You get money.
You get an OT. There is OT, yeah, and it is dope.
That's pretty sweet. Holy shit. But I should have just done that.
You should have done that. You should have come to LA with me, man.
All right.
Hitch a ride.
All
Let's
right.
Go.
That's it. I'm
we'll
just
see if you can get you a job there. We'll go knock on the door.
Here's my friend, Josh. He looks crazy.
He looks like he bites, but he's gonna he knows his way around the desktop, all right? He needs something put in the trash can. He knows how to recycle
it. I know where that is. when we worked at GamerVision, that was one of my jobs. I was the trash guy.
Before it was your job, it was my job.
Yeah, it was the new guy's job.
It was always the new guy's job, but yeah.
Then there were no new guys after me,
And then there were no more
then
guys.
Then it was nobody.
If you don't know what we're talking about, we used to work at this website called GamerVision, and that's how we kind of first started working together. It was like this little website run out of rural PA.
Yeah, so, near an airport.
Near an airport,
like a tiny-ass airport.
Yeah, tiny airport where, like, rich people who go, I'm going to learn how to fly. Yeah. And that's where they learn how to fly.
I've mastered boating. Time to master the sky.
Chewing on a pipe.
But lover.
But anyway, what all that leads up to is that Josh has been super busy this week. We had this day to hang, which is usually our writing day.
Yeah, I usually write on Saturday, Friday, or Saturday.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday are usually devoted to writing.
Monday morning.
Monday morning. No, well, I write throughout the week a little bit.
Yeah.
I chip away at it, and then I really roll it out on the last couple of days because the rest of the week is devoted to shipping, dealing with the various duties that are keeping up a podcast. And
polishing your swords.
Polishing your swords. Basically, what we're going to do today is we're just going to shoot the breeze, hang out. This is the first official Wizard Hang. We'll have an episode next week, but we didn't want to just give you guys nothing to listen to.
Yeah.
So listen to our voice.
Listen to our real life adventures, which might be as interesting as
could be.
Yeah.
As interesting. We'll see.
We'll see. We'll see how this goes.
Should we use the? We should use the transition music because.
Yeah.
All right. So here's our first story coming up. It's the story of us hanging out. Stay tuned. All right, music goes here.
Music goes
Josh, so what did we do? What do you want to talk about first? You want to talk about the bomb breakfast we just had?
Let's go chronologically.
Okay. So
what did we do yesterday?
So yesterday I waited around.
Forever.
I waited around until about 8 o'clock when you guys finally showed up to hang out.
Yeah. Well, Paul and I, we had to shoot something.
You guys had more work. You were working.
No rest on Saturday, the Lord's Day.
Yeah, the real Lord's Day.
Yeah.
Jesus' cool friend, Jason.
Everyone had a cool friend named Jason.
Hell yeah, dude. I knew a Jason at elementary school who was going to fight a kid one day, and he showed up in a leather jacket.
Dude!
Yeah.
I want to be his friend now, now school.
Well, I'm not sure what he's up to now.
He's probably in jail.
But, you know, there's a good chance he's probably not. He was a good kid.
Did he get scared straight?
He got scared straight. He had to hold on to that guy's pocket.
I own you.
Follow him around. But you guys got over, and what did we do first? We ordered some food, and we got the most amazing buffalo chicken cheese sticks.
I am obsessed with buffalo chicken cheesesteaks. I went through after we worked at GamerVision, I still worked with them and stuff. I went through a period of buying buffalo chicken cheesesteaks from everywhere that had them because I wanted to eat them.
Mm-hmm.
So we got that, and I would stick my wiener in that cheesesteak.
You would make love to that food.
Fuck.
Well, you went on a kick. I think had just like a chicken cheesesteak,
Yeah,
which is like the same thing without the
sauce,
without the buffalo sauce and the blue cheese.
Which makes it.
Which is amazing, because you bite into it and it's like this gooey, delicious, hot sandwich.
It's like biting into sex.
It's like probably what sex tastes like.
Just, oh, it's about as messy as
it looks a little bit like it, too. But anyway, those were amazing. And then we hung out and we played some NBA Jam.
I got my ass kicked from our friend Ian.
Our friend Ian.
Who you might know him as Billy Kumo Hara from the Chikara.
Yeah, he does some Chikara stuff.
So he kicked my ass at NBA Jam.
And then we, on NBA Jam, the top scores on my cartridge that are actually saved on there are Butt, Ass, and Wiz.
Those are the best players.
And they have like 76 wins.
79-0.
Yeah, 79-0, like 47-0. Like these crazy streaks that these people put. Like I feel great that I have this cartridge because on the second, like after the menu goes to the high scores, on the second high score list, it's just Butt, Ass, and Wiz in the biggest text. Yeah, it's pretty great.
And it says you won against all, I think, what is it at that point, was 27 teams or whatever.
Yeah, like which teams you've beaten. Yeah. And then we played some NHL 97.
Yeah, you had like a series. You and Paul had
And I had a series. I was playing as the St. Louis Blues. Mm. In that year, they had Gretzky, Pronger, and Brett Hull.
Yeah.
And that team's amazing. It's a lot of fun to play with. Paul played as
the Flyers,
the 97 Flyers, which were also incredible.
Yeah.
The series went to the final game at home in St. Louis, where the Philadelphia Flyers won the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
And it was a little unfortunate for Wayne Gretzky.
Because he didn't get his cup.
He didn't get his 7th.
He didn't get his 90th cup or whatever he has.
But then we watched a movie.
We did. We wanted to watch something fun, I guess. So
you know what? I'm going to say this. Mm-hmm. I don't think everyone wanted to watch my Mystery Science Theater.
Yeah.
I knew you wanted to.
I love it, yeah.
And I knew I wanted to. I made the executive decision. This is my party.
Yeah.
I put on the VHS of Mitch.
It was an actual VHS.
My brother is a plumber. And he did a job pro bono for just like a stash of video games and movies.
Yeah.
And in that stash was a couple Mystery Science Theater VHSs. So I took them, and this is an excellent quality copy.
So he repaired these people's plumbing. So they could poop again. And you were like, give me this tape.
Yeah, let me get that tape. I also got a copy of Warcraft 2 and Diablo for PlayStation.
Oh my God.
All right, that's for the collection, okay?
That doesn't get touched.
No. I love
Warcraft 2?
Oh, Warcraft 2 for PlayStation. I'll probably never play it because it's not a good port, but anyway.
No, yeah, you can't.
But Mitchell is it's tough, but Mitchell's one of my favorite episodes.
It's considered probably the best. I mean, anyone who likes Mystery Science Theater 3000 would say that that's probably the funniest. If you could rate it, it's all relative, but
it may be Joel's best episode.
Yeah.
I also really like Final Sacrifice.
Which one's that one? I don't know.
That's the one with Rosedower. There's a running joke about Larry Zonka.
Yeah,
there's
Zonka.
A running joke about him. Do you remember that?
No, I don't know if I've ever seen that one.
Well, it's like this Canadian horror movie, and it's terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But the best episodes, we talked about this last night, are the ones where the movie is bad enough that it's actually still watchable, like so bad it's good.
Right.
Like some of the ones, like Santa Claus versus the Martians, it's like so bad that
crazy.
The plot of the movie
is
unwatchable.
Yeah. There are ones that are, you know, that are just like scenes. There's a compilation of scenes that happened once.
Yep.
And there's no, it's hard to like build, you know, like in Mitchell it's great because they build these jokes up and they keep like referencing these old jokes, you know.
It just pays off over and over again because the movie is so bad it goes nowhere. Yeah. Like never once do you appreciate the hero at all.
You don't care about him ever.
Like he shows you time and time again that he's a bad guy.
Yeah, and not like a cool bad guy.
No, like a shitty one who smokes and drinks Schlitz.
He's like if your stepdad was like Han Solo, but not as cool as Han. Like he's just your stepdad.
He's just your stepdad.
And you're like, fuck you.
You're just shitty to me. God damn it.
But we watched the part, one of my favorite parts is when he yells at the kid.
Oh, God. When he just copying the kid over and over again.
It's so...
And he screams at him. He's like, get out of here.
He probably was really mad at him.
Yeah.
Joe Don Baker, the guy who plays Mitchell, was probably like, this is bullshit.
But that's a really great episode because it's constantly funny.
Yeah.
When Mitchell is having a sex scene, that might be the funniest part of the Mystery Science Theater episode.
That sex scene is bananas.
It's ridiculous. Like, it's a weird idea of what happens in sex.
Which apparently a lot of feet touching.
A lot of feet touching and face rubbing.
Yeah.
Like rubbing of each other's faces on a face.
And apparently you move around so much that you're never in the same one position for more than 1 second.
Yeah.
So your face is on one side. There's no the 180 degree rule. Anyone who likes movies,
it's out the window. Gone. Hey, guess what? Sex is wild and untamable, and so is the scene.
There's one part where they build like a tent out of the sheets.
Yeah.
Which is what sex is.
Which is what sex is. At a certain point, you're like, do you want to just make a fort?
Yeah, you want to hang out and eat pizza in this fort?
Well, he goes and grabs the almost empty six-pack with his foot.
And
that's a terrible part.
Nothing is sexier than someone grabbing something with their toe.
Oh, God. Ugh. Especially Joe Don Baker. When he first appears, I think Joel goes, our hero, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
He's sleeping in the back of a cop car. Oh, man. You really like Soul Taker, though.
Soul Taker is great because Soul Taker is kind of like early 80s-ish. And I really like just shitty, you know, I don't like shitty movies, but I like if I'm going to watch a shitty movie, like we were saying,
you want it to be so bad it's good, and you can follow it and just laugh at how bad it is.
And a lot of 80s movies sort of, they nailed that in the 80s. They kind of got that down.
Who's the one bad guy in that? He's one of the Sheen brothers,
yeah,
right?
He's
a Sheen relative.
Yeah, he's a Sheen. I forget what his first name
is. They do a couple of his movies, because Werewolf is also one of his movies.
He does
also a very good episode of Mystery Science Theater.
What are some other ones, man? There's so many, though. There's
Final Justice is good.
Yeah.
Is that the one with
the laser gun? What's the one with the laser gun?
Oh, Laser Blast.
Laser Blast, yeah.
Ega is another one.
Okay, yeah.
That one's pretty
There's
good.
There's one with the sea monster scientist.
Oh, the doctor...
He turns himself into a sea monster.
Yeah, yeah, I've watched that one too. I forget. It's got the illustrated cover, I think.
Yeah, that one's kind of one of the ones where you're like, this isn't even a movie. It's kind of just a
series of things happening.
They shot it on a fucking slide projector.
Yeah, well, it's funny because that period of bad movies is both gone, but it's still kind of around. Like when you watch a lot of those movies, like Catalina Caper and like Egan, like they're all just shot in like California,
in the desert,
just in the desert or something, or in Catalina in the case of that one.
Yeah,
but that's what Mitchell is. It's just shot around like, I don't know, the 101.
There's one part when we were talking about the house, how they had all that 60s sort of furniture.
Mid-century modern furniture, yeah.
And like, I'm like, this is like an actual human lives in this house. Because like, I was looking at the background and there's like a stack of books. And I'm like, they didn't set dress
that. No, they didn't set. No, this movie's not good enough to do that. they just somebody's home.
Found the house and they were like, this looks like we want to shoot here. Like, this is the shot.
It's so crazy because, like, knowing everything about script writing that you can, it's so easily accessible and everything. When you see a movie like Mitchell, you're like, holy shit, somebody wrote this, somebody read it, and they actually made it.
How far, would that get if you or I did it? Because, like, who the fuck?
I guess it still happens. There's like The Room and Birdemic and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
I guess. I don't know.
It's just so bizarre. Not to that level anymore. Not to that budget.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was shot on film.
Yeah. I mean, that was like, there was no like, oh, this is cheap. Everything was like, this is 10 grand at least for a half of it, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, it's crazy.
But we watched some Mitchell. Uh-huh. Had a great time watching some Mitchell.
Yeah.
Then we watched some WWF.
F.
Saturday Night Main Event.
Yeah.
The mega powers. Watch the mega powers episode where it's like half of it is Macho Man being beat up by the Honky Tonk Man and
the Hart Foundation
and Jimmy Hart.
Yeah. Who gets knocked out like he deserves.
Because he's a jerk. That's what you're waiting for, is the comeuppance of the bad guys.
Yeah.
And then Hogan wrestled one of those Samoan dudes.
Yeah, and then
Then they cut that incredible promo at the end of it.
Hulk Hogan's like unsure about the pact he just made.
Well, he's like, I'm a little nervous because we might be dealing with something really crazy here, or like whatever he's talking about when he's like, yeah, when their hands are gonna touch and it's gonna explode. He's could go out to the atmosphere, the ionosphere,
the stratosphere. He's like, yeah, it's so funny, like watching like them act out the thing that they're setting up, like they set it all up, right? Like, mm-hmm, it's all like,
well, like they know, right. What's funny about that promo is that you have two huge personalities and they're both waiting to try and get in to be like, and this is why I'm the best.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
know
yeah.
It's like, it's just so awesome to watch because it's an incredible promo and there's just so much energy, and then they shake hands and then they walk off holding hands together.
Which is beautiful.
It's beautiful. And it's Macho Man's face turn, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's good. He's a good guy then, right?
Yeah.
But then he kind of turns back. He gets a little jealous.
Well, yeah. The Twin Towers, that's what they were called. Akeem the African Dream.
Yeah.
And Big Boss Man. Mm-hmm. They wrestle Randy Savage and Hulk Hogan. And there's a miscommunication and Macho Man goes off on Hogan.
Yeah.
He attacks him.
He thinks he wants to have sex with Miss Elizabeth.
Which he probably does.
He probably did in real life have sex
with like
Miss Elizabeth.
Hogan's kind of like the bad guy in that gimmick, but...
Yeah. He gets a little handsy.
But it did... handsy. Mega Powers did lead up to the first SummerSlam. Mega Powers versus the Mega Bucks.
Yeah.
I may have talked about this before on the show. I love that. I love that angle.
That was like a huge part of my childhood, was like watching how are you going to watch like Royal Rumble? Because they didn't have like networks and like you had to pay-per-view that shit.
Yeah. It's what made pay-per-view legit. Yeah. That's what people started using pay-per-view for, wrestling.
I may have said this before. I got WrestleMania 9 on my 9th birthday.
That's a really good birthday.
It was sweet. We had to go to my grandparents. So I had my party at my grandparents because they had the box.
Oh, yeah.
Because you needed the box to get the cable, you mm-hmm. know, because like we didn't have that, whatever. Back when you could have different cable. It was a great birthday. Somebody wound up getting hit and crying or something. Probably
hey, man, that's what happens when wrestling goes down, dude.
Dude.
Energy is running wild.
the mega birthday powers.
And then the party concluded
with
a little bit of Carvel ice cream cake.
I didn't
you
have
see,
any.
When you come to my house for a party, you're getting the best
kind of cake. No, it wasn't a cookie puss though.
We wanted to get a cookie puss, but we didn't have the time.
Why
we had
they
to get
not
at the
make
store.
Them?
They make them at the Carvel stores. You have to call and order one.
Oh.
But they don't sell them in like the freezer aisle of
what
the grocery
the shit?
Store.
I would buy a cookie puss ice cream cake every day.
Well,
and
we were gonna get the Irish relative of Cookie Puss for March, the month of March.
Okay.
Cookie Opus. Yeah, that's what his name
that's
is.
That's clever.
They just put a little shamrock on him or something.
Give him a shamrock.
I like that Cookie Puss. So if you're unfamiliar with Cookie Puss, it's an ice cream cake made from Carvel Cakes, which is an East Coast chain of delicious ice cream cakes.
It's been around for fucking ever.
Forever. For a very long time. Fudgy the Whale, he's also an ice cream cake you may be familiar with. But Cookie Puss is this character from outer space, which is just Tom Carvel's voice, like put through a weird high pitch filter. And Tom Carvel, who Patton Oswalt has a great bit on him, who sounds like who's that singer? Bone Machine. He did Tom Waits. If Tom Waits gargled asphalt. That's what Tom Carvel sounds like. Anyway, it's his voice put through a high pitch filter. And it's just a little face on an ice cream. And they say it's Cookie Puss and he came from outer space. But I like that the outer space alien has an Irish cousin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Cookie Opus.
He's like, out there in space, there's more Irish people.
There probably are.
There's a race of cakes, of Irish cakes.
I like to think that at one point, Ireland became too populated, and they're like, ship some of them off. Just send them out.
All right, we're gonna speed up this process. Let's ship some Irish up into space.
Get them out of here. One time I got a Cookie Puss cake, and he had, like, that single teardrop near his eye.
Oh,
so I guess he killed somebody. I don't know.
He murdered somebody.
That's what that means. So I don't know.
He was in space prison. He was actually a smuggler.
Oh.
And, he got involved with some gangs in prison. But now he's out, and he's on your plate for your birthday, for your nine-year-old birthday party.
Watching WrestleMania.
Nobody get crying. All right? Nobody get hit with a chair.
We got really yelled at because, you know, the part of the deal was, like, don't fight each other. Which, like, yeah, tell a bunch of nine-year-old boys watching WrestleMania not to fight each other.
They sold Wrestle Buddies so that you could take your anger out on them. And what it wasn't enough.
You gotta hit a real person.
That's when you said to your friend, hey, come here. I want to try something.
Yeah.
And then you put them in a tombstone and then in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. Well, should have been tougher. Hey, build up your neck bone muscles.
Should have known. Should have known before you stepped into the ring with the dead man.
And then,
the Undertaker. Rest in peace.
Who was your favorite wrestling character when you were a kid?
When I was a kid, we had rented like Raw, the video game. And for some reason, I was good with the body Rick Martel.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said that he was my favorite wrestler.
Yeah.
But I that didn't last long. Obviously, when I was watching WCW, NWO, Sting and Stone Cold in the Attitude Era, like I had a Stone Cold shirt.
Oh, man.
Didn't have a Sting shirt. Wish I had one. God. Hated the NWO.
Yeah, I didn't like them either. That was a little bit, I sort of started waning a little bit because wrestling got super crazy with like the Monday Night War. Like everything went kind of crazy a little bit.
It's really good for a little bit, and then it goes off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah. I liked the Rockers a lot.
Oh, yeah. The Rockers were really awesome.
Shawn Michaels.
You have a Rockers hat, apparently.
I did. I had a Rockers, like, skateboard hat with the giant brim. It was neon green.
Oh, my God.
With, like, flecks of neon red and pink and shit, whatever pink I guess is neon red.
Uh-huh.
And it said Rockers and like the Rockers like kind of font, whatever 90s font that was. I don't know where it is, but
you need to find it and you need to start wearing that,
dude. I think it's gone. I think it's I'll try to look on eBay for one. I might buy one again.
Yeah,
it's probably not none of them too good.
I think it's worth it.
There's a picture of me in Florida, in like the west coast of Florida, wearing this hat because it was 1993 and I was dope as shit.
Still are
a little less dope without the hat, but
yeah, a little less. I have to be honest with you.
I totally accept that.
How about you? Did you like the Rockers?
I like the Rockers, and I liked Ultimate Warrior. Was always fun,
of course. Crazy. How could you not?
He was crazy. I don't know. Who else did I? I like Big Boss Man for a little bit. He was kind of cool.
Yeah, when he was face.
Yeah, and I like the Legion of Doom with the spikes.
Oh, of course. Those dudes are awesome.
Those were the best toys.
Those are just two big-ass men from Minnesota.
Yeah.
They're cool.
I met the... what's the guy's name? The Nasty Boys.
Oh, one of the Nasty Boys.
I met their dad.
What?
Yeah, because he's from around like kind of where I live, like up like central PA.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't live in central PA, but like they're from up there. So like we went to in middle school we go to outdoor school, which is like camping school. This is a thing that was real. And he was the snake man. He was the guy who brought all the snakes and reptiles. And
oh man, he's a nasty dad.
Yeah, he was like, you might know my sons. The Nasty Boys.
The Nasty Boys.
And people were like, what?
And their mother, Nasty Mom.
Nasty Mama. Nasty Mama.
How come they never developed that storyline?
Well,
where's the Nasty Family?
They need us. They need us to write this. Dear WWE,
I've got a nasty storyline for you. So buckle in.
Buckle in.
You know what? Let's take a break. Let's take our mid-story break right now. We're going to come right back. Music goes here.
Music goes here.
Thank you. right, we are back, and Josh just had a great idea.
Yeah, for once.
For once. Thank God.
Finally.
Well, but I guess before we get into this, why don't we go ahead and say that just for fun, we're going to do an AMA on our subreddit,
yeah,
which is reddit.com/r/fantasyfic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. What do you want to do? It's Saturday?
It's just Saturday.
All right. Let's say we're going to do it Saturday. We'll make a post that'll say, remind you to put your questions here at whatever time. Probably just all day Saturday.
Yeah, whatever.
But really, it's just for fun. Like, we like talking with you guys. And it's a way to just have some questions answered if you had any questions about the show.
Yeah.
And
or about anything we do. It could be
anything. You know, it's Ask Me Anything.
AMA.
And I mean anything.
You want to ask me about physics? We can talk about physics. Ask me about physics.
As long as I got an answer, you're getting one.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I don't got the answers for everything.
Not right now.
So don't look to me.
I'm not your mom.
But we're going to do an AMA Saturday. It'll be fun. We're just trying to think of like fun ways to promote the show or just get conversation about the show. So maybe if someone hasn't listened in a while, they'll see the AMA, ask a question, get back involved. Who knows?
Who knows?
Who's gonna? Maybe Obama will see it.
I would think
he would. I'm going to email it to the White House.
Say, "Dear Mr. Obama,
any questions for Dom or Josh?"
He'd be like, "What? Because I got a question, Mr. Obama."
Or should I say, Orkbama? And then he'll be like, "You know the truth.
Legalize.
What's your question? What's your question for Obama?"
Legalize it.
Sorry. Legalize it. It's not a question.
Just do it,
bitch.
Fuck.
But anyway, we're gonna do an AMA there. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And but right now, Josh threw out there that we talk about how we write a story.
Yeah.
How do you write your stories, Josh?
Well, I mean, obviously we have the prompt or prompts, and what I typically start out with is, fantasy is just mythology, and I've always loved mythology, you know, the idea that, like, a story can have truth in it, but not mm-hmm. be factual.
Sure.
So I always try to take something along the lines of, like, a mythological tale, maybe, mm-hmm. maybe like a moral, like a fairy tale, kind of, which are, fairy tales are just mythology from a certain time period in a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to do that, and then it's just a matter of how ridiculous of the thing I can think of to make myself laugh.
Yeah, where can we turn it to where it's just being so silly?
Yeah, sometimes it works out really easily, and sometimes it's like the most difficult thing, because like you want to constantly outdo yourself, and that's really tough to do.
Yeah, it's tough to go into it with that like kind of expectation for yourself.
Yeah.
I find that puts me in my worst positions, and it becomes the hardest to write.
Yeah.
The easiest way for me to write an episode, and I've been doing it for 50-something episodes with you, but I always forget it, like a baseball player goes through a slump or something.
Yeah.
You forget how to do what you do and how you have the most fun doing it, and that's just like starting with just a dumb joke and finding a way to put it in a story, and then just like thinking of cool things I like about fantasy that I would like to occur, and then mixing the two and finding a fun balance. But like sometimes I'll just be like, I think the time that I wrote like "make my dick cry white tears" or something. I woke up one morning and I thought of that, and I just wrote that down, and that's where that story started.
A lot of times like that totally happens. A lot of people say this about other things. A lot of writers say this about, you know, songwriting. Some people wake up right early in the morning and they write a song
because
they find that that's like the time. A lot of times that happens to me. Like, I'll wake up from like falling asleep and I'll just be like, "Oh, that's funny. Write that down."
That's what transcendental meditation is all about. Giving yourself that time to where you would become aware and be able to capture those ideas.
Yeah.
There's a cool audiobook that you can find on probably audible.com/fantasyfiction.
Get your free audiobook download.
Oh, who's that?
Whoa, who is that?
Did you just hear that?
Goodbye.
Oh, my God. He said goodbye.
He just vanished.
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. There's like a face and a ball like Madame Leota of the Haunted Mansion, because I'm going back to Disneyland when I go back to Cali.
That's the real reason you're going.
That's why I'm going back, dude. I miss Disney. Give me a Mickey pretzel.
Dude, there was a time when I think, like, when you got out there and you were comfortable and, like, you're kind of, like, getting in your flow where you were like, "I'm going to Disneyland again."
Like, every week. I went to Disneyland, like, 15 times 1 year.
That's crazy.
It's dope. When you have a pass, you gotta make it worth it.
Well, they just give you a pass, right? You live in California. They're like, just come to Disneyland.
Yeah, this is part of it, dude. Get in here.
I've only been to Disney World.
Well, you're going to have to come to Disneyland. You're going to have to come visit while I'm out there.
I will do that. I heard, and I'm going to say this.
What did you hear?
At not Disney World, but the park that Harry Potter is in, whatever that.
Yeah, Universal.
Universal, is that what it's called? They change the name of it like every 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
That if you get like the wand, if you go to Ollivander's and you get your wand,
uh-huh.
and it picks you, you know, whatever the mythology of that is in the show, in the movie, you can interact with things in the park with your wand.
What?
There's like a chip in there and it does things if you.
That's amazing.
That's incredible.
You know, I'm really happy about that park. This is super tangential. I want to get back. You'll have to remind me what we were talking about.
I don't remember. Writing. We're talking about writing.
We were talking about writing. We will get right back there. But I love that Universal is finally like fleshing out a lot of its stuff.
Yeah.
And like Simpsons part is becoming a bigger part of the park.
Yeah.
And like now they have all these new pieces because. What they do at Disneyland is so rad, and then those people who have those jobs are so awesome at what they do.
Yeah.
But they are limited because they can only do certain stuff for Disney. Like, they can only do it for families. Whereas with Universal, it's catering to a wider demographic.
Sure.
Still children, mostly, but, like, stuff like that. Like, that's a new thing due to technology.
Yeah.
And it's like, when you go into these places, you are truly entering a world.
That's the way it should be.
And a experience of magic.
It should be like, I mean, I went to, I guess, MGM or Universal or whatever it used to be called with the Star Wars ride, and then they had the Indiana Jones, which isn't there, and then you have the tour.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it was cool, but it's all these little snippets of things that are awesome when it should just be, you know, and I can say this because Disney is a massive billion-dollar corporation that just throws money at stuff.
Yeah.
It should just be these huge parks of, you know, Harry Potter World and Star Wars. It should just be those things.
Yeah, well, that's what Tomorrowland, like, that's the rumors is that Tomorrowland will fully flesh out, like, they're going to expand it, and then, like, it's going to have a lot more Star Wars stuff. But
oh,
we'll
yeah.
see. But anyway, back to writing.
Yeah, I was going to say something about it that I don't remember right now.
Well, I think what's fun about this show and what we try to encourage in this show is that don't be afraid to write a bad first draft. Because that's essentially...
Every first draft is bad.
That's essentially the show. It's the worst first draft.
Right,
like,
right.
It's so bad.
That should be that could be like the name of the show. Like, if it wasn't called Fantasy Fiction, the worst first draft.
Yeah.
That's what it should be called.
Yeah, it should be like something that nobody should be reading. And that's why it's funny. It's just like it's so bad, but we fill it full of jokes and stuff and just make everything over the top ridiculous.
I love writing action, and I don't do it very often. I notice I write a lot of setup and dialogue because I like the way characters interact in stories. Like, it's one of my favorite things in a story. But writing action makes me laugh every single time.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many crazy, impossible things that are hilarious. Like throwing a sword into space.
Well, that's why I love cartoons.
Yeah.
Cartoons are great because you just, like, anything could happen.
Yeah.
And that's, like, it's the perfect form, so...
Yeah, this would be a great cartoon.
Yeah.
Hello, Disney.
Hello, Uncle Moneybags.
Uncle Moneyman.
Wait, is it Moneybags
Money Penny
or Pennybags?
Rich Uncle Pennybags is
that
his name.
The Monopoly
That's
guy?
Monopoly
That's
guy.
Who I was referring to as if the Monopoly man was my uncle, which I would not be upset if that turned out to be
that
a
would
thing.
Be
I'm going to go on Ancestry.com and see if... Ancestry.com/fantasy.
Whoa, what the hell is he doing?
Oh, I remember what we were talking about.
What's that?
We were talking about transcendental
meditation.
Meditation. Yeah. If I could say it right, I would. Maybe I need to do some.
Maybe do some more.
But I mean, you know, it is kind of a thing where you have to pay money, and then you go, and you pay more money, and you go, and you pay more money.
Yeah.
But I think some of the logic behind it, and probably just meditation in general, is that if you give yourself that time to relax and focus your energy and, in my case, power nap.
Yeah.
You will find that when you wake up or when you come out of those situations, you are your most creative and sometimes have your best ideas.
I've done meditation on and off for a while, and it's not something I typically talk about because it's very – you kind of come off sound like whatever. But like I've noticed that the times I've really focused on trying to meditate and stuff, that those were the best times – of my life because sure. you're more able to cope with just the normal everyday. That does that becomes nothing. That's easy. Mm-hmm. It becomes like in a way what you live for in a weird way, and then it allows you to be creative because you're not worried about like how am I gonna pay my car payment. You're sort of just like whatever. You know.
You know. And I think it's something that we forget to give ourselves
yeah.
in the sense that. When we have a schedule where we have time set aside for meditation, then it's a lot easier to go about the rest of your day and
right.
the things you need to do. It's those moments when like you're trying to find time and like you're trying to fit meditation in a, like a jam-packed schedule
yeah.
where it's just like you don't even do it and then you're just miserable.
You would just sit there and you're fucking miserable. And that happens anyway sometimes. Like sometimes you'll meditate and you'll be like, this sucks. Like
yeah.
it's not fun. Meditating is not fun.
Well, it's I mean it's kind of just removing yourself
right.
so that you can come back down to you and focus on what is most important for you in that moment
too. It's like exercise, but it's your mind's exercise. Mm-hmm. And like you can get really addicted to exercise. I've gotten addicted to running and stuff before.
Yeah.
And but it can also at some. You know,
I'm addicted to my biceps. Yeah,
I'm addicted to them.
I do the Recon Ron pull up program.
Oh yeah,
do you know what that is?
No, what is that?
It's just I don't know who Recon Ron is.
Sounds awesome.
But it's just a pull up program that like adds to pull up. Like you
oh,
do,
yeah, yeah,
you do
yeah.
five sets.
I think you may have sent that to me or. Paul sent me something because I have one of those bars.
Dude, you got to do it. If you can do pull-ups, look,
yeah.
I'm on week 10. This
dude,
is my bicep right now.
Dude, mm. I used to do pull-ups and run, and when I was – right before we did Smart Guys, I was like, I got to look good. So I was doing like 10 pull-ups at a time, which is like pretty good.
But it's pretty good. My set starts with 10 pull-ups.
That's crazy.
So it's like 10, wait a minute and a half. Eight, wait a minute.
Yeah,
half,
yeah, yeah.
666.
Yeah. Do you do like squats and stuff too? Paul,
I'm going to start doing body squats
yeah.
now. Like it's something that's so easy to fit into your routine
yeah.
that it's worth it.
It's easier too if you have one of those bars that you put on your door and you can just fucking.
And like upside down squat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the best.
If you could just, yeah. Anti-gravity.
Oh, and if you have a hyperbolic chamber, set it to 100
yeah.
and then train in it. Send it to 100
a
times.
A day is a year. So.
Yeah, so.
So whatever. You got all the time. Just take one
time.
Day to train for 1 year.
But back to the meditation thing.
Yeah.
It's something I have to get back into the routine of doing because it's just better for you. It's exercise for your brain.
Yeah, that's a thing that I think like you and I are very similar, and I tend to like beat myself up that I don't do it enough, and then I sort of fall into this trap of like it becomes a thing, like a work. But like that's everybody who's ever meditated is they go in and out of it. I mean, unless you're like a fucking monk, who that's like what you're there to do,
or
you know?
David Lynch,
or
where
right.
you have to have a room
right.
set aside for you.
Yeah, you
but
know.
It's called Catching the Big Fish. That book, if you want to listen to it, it is on Audible. You can use our URL audible.com/fantasyfiction, and yeah, it's a free download. It's a good book. I would recommend it.
Yeah,
that totally came out of this conversation. All right, guys, I did not write that down.
That was not a plan.
It was not a plan thing. But we did talk about the book. You might even be able to find it.
Yeah,
I don't know. Just do a search.
You can the Pirate Bay.
That place where you got your porn. It's just the way it is. It's just right next to that porn.
Dude, Comcast was like, you gotta stop downloading porn. I was like, fuck you, Comcast.
But hey, why don't you say we take one more break?
All right.
We'll set it to a break and we'll come back and wrap it up. What do you say?
Sounds good.
All right. See you in a bit.
Bye.
Guys, there is now a fantasy fiction Wikipedia page. There have been a few in the past. Some were abandoned, some were not. But this one, we are going to call the definitive one.
The canon.
It's canon. The canon one. This one is It's Canon Certified.
put
a stamp on it. 100%, 100% crazy.
Right, yes.
And then like a gif of Snoop Dogg doing the blingy thing from the blingy page. Some flames. but that's it. It's fantasyficky.com.
Uh-huh.
It's a Wikipedia page with our stuff on it.
It's got There's a lot of
characters on it. You can see characters created by me, characters created by Josh.
It's great. Yeah, you can do different sections. You can do, I think there's an items section, and then there's a characters section. It's, you can divide it up any way you like. It's really cool.
It's pretty awesome. The people that worked on it really put time into it, and if you want to contribute, you can go ahead and help out as well.
Yeah.
But the character pages have episodes that the characters have appeared in. So if you're looking for a specific episode, you don't remember what it was, but it was like a Biff story, or a Swift Dagger, you can look it up and it'll show you which episodes he appeared in.
I was looking at it and I was like, man, that's so... I feel so bad because I don't even know. Some of the I think we've done a pretty freaking good job of like keeping things... continuity-wise, pretty tight.
For the most part.
For the most part. Sometimes...
But, I mean, that's the nature of the show, honestly. It's a first draft, like we just talked about. It's just for fun. We are trying to make each other laugh. Yeah. So if things contradict sometimes, that's no problem, but we've done a pretty good job of maintaining canon.
There are times when I go back and I have to look at, but now I don't have to go back into my freaking save files and read an entire story to figure out what a character
who appeared where. Yeah.
I just go to Fantasy Fiction Wiki.
Fantasy Ficky. FIKI.com. And just a shout out, thank you, Luke, for helping out and putting a lot of work into that. Thank you so much.
It's beautiful. It's awesome.
We also wanted to say thank you to Richard Johnson, who sent us some fucking Hobbit hero clicks.
Oh, yeah.
Which were awesome.
Here they are over here.
but also sent us a stack of Conan the Barbarian all chrome cards. And these are just like different art. You tweeted one out.
I tweeted my favorite one it was the first one. And I was like, this is the best card ever. It's Conan fighting a guy with, like, I don't know what that is.
Like, some kind of robot man?
Yeah, robot man. And there's a kitty cat just peeping him, just looking.
A giant cat. They are, like, tiny size for some reason.
Like,
some sorcery.
Some wizardry is going on.
You know, I never cared about chrome cards in my life, but the chrome on these, I'm like, ooh.
Do you remember, like, getting, like, cards and the smell of, like, the packet and stuff?
Yeah, dude, get it. Magic cards. Did you ever...
I never got into Magic.
Oh, man, you missed a good card smell. Actually, you can just go. They still smell the same.
You could tell the difference. I remember getting a Pinnacle card, football cards. Mm-hmm. You could tell the difference from the smell.
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
Very, very weird that we like certain smells like
that. It's strange.
But when you got a chrome, or I guess foil Magic card... Dope, dude.
Yeah. Pretty dope. That's like your whole day, dude. That's like, it's drugs.
Dude, you might as well hang it up because it's not going to get better, yo.
Life gets harder and suckier.
So thank you to Richard Johnson for sending us those. If you guys sent us anything and we didn't talk about it on the show, send us a message because sometimes we just forget to bring it up, like it just falls through the cracks. So send us a message so we could properly thank you because we've got a couple things and I'm not sure brought it up.
People have been doing a lot of artwork lately, some really incredible stuff. And I usually retweet it pretty much constantly. Anytime anyone sends me something, because I'm always blown away by like...
Well, there was that collage of all your characters.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was really awesome. You can find that on our Tumblr as well. We've been reblogging some art there.
Yeah.
Tumblr.com/fantasyficpod, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that's it.
So you can check that out as well. There was also some Diamond the Orc fan art.
Yeah, Diamond.
He was just spinning on his boner.
I think that might be Dan Jones, I think.
No, that was Josh Howell.
Oh, Josh Howell, sorry. Howell. Sorry.
Dan Jones may be listening to this.
Maybe.
He also listens to the show. Hello, Dan, friend of ours. That was Josh Howell, also a friend of ours, really nice guy.
Someone drew Smooth Body.
Oh, there was a great Smooth Body illustration.
Yeah, Smooth Body.
You know, we should have prepared all this. We should have wrote down
some names. We should have done some producing and actually
made... Well, I did some. I got this list here.
But it's very difficult to, like, I mean... We've been getting a crazy amount of fan art, and it's pretty tough to go back on Twitter anyway to, you know, usually we try to put it up on Facebook, but even then it's hard to get back to look at the names because the websites don't work good.
No, well, Tumblr's really pain in the butt. Like, they don't tell you when you've been, like, mentioned or anything.
Yeah,
I don't know how to use that crap.
Dude,
like, that's one thing where I'm like, maybe I'm too old for this. Like, I keep going back to it, I'm like, maybe I'm too old for this. Maybe this is where I start losing touch. is Tumblr, but I think it's just a bad website.
Yeah, it just looks like a website from 1996 and functions like that
a little bit. But if you send us art and we didn't hear back from us, send us an email with the art in it and a link or something.
Yeah.
Feel free. FantasyFicPod@gmail.com. If you want to support the show, you can pick up some merch at fantasyfiction.bigcartel.com. You can also leave us an iTunes review on iTunes.
Weirdly enough.
We got one here. Would you like to read it, Josh?
I cannot see.
Oh, you don't have your glasses on.
Blind.
I'll read it. This is by That Dank Wizard. Appropriate for our episode.
Beautiful.
This is Wizard Hang 1.
Yeah.
Maybe the only Wizard Hang because I'm moving and this will be... So
well,
maybe,
yeah.
Well, maybe we'll hang out a lot.
There might be.
Yeah.
There's probably. We watch Eagles games on
Skype. Yeah, we do. So there's a Tim Allen techno song. Type that into YouTube and listen to that. We used to play that when the Eagles were doing good.
Yep. It's a celebratory Eagles.
Us drunk on Ventrilo.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, this... review comes from That Dank Wizard. It's titled "Dis Way Fo Dat Good Good." If you love hanging with friends, then you just found your two new best friends.
Aww.
Cast aside all you love and devote your eyes, your sound eyes, to fantasy fiction.
That might be one of the most fantasy fiction things.
Sound
that
eyes.
I've heard that somebody else made. That sounds like something we would do.
I'm into it.
It's beautiful.
And it's appropriate, very appropriate for this episode. We're just hanging.
Yeah.
We're just hanging,
yeah.
Guys.
Hanging
I hope
out.
You liked it. I hope you liked hanging with us. We're not done yet. We're still talking.
Still some stuff to talk about.
If you're listening to this episode on YouTube, go ahead and like this episode. I know that it's an easy thing to do, so just do it.
just fucking do it.
You don't have to, because I don't always do it.
Right, it doesn't matter.
But I try to support the ones I like, try to click the like button so people can see
it. It's good. I always use it as a reference point for something. If I want to go back, you know, if I like it, I'm going to want to watch it again. That's the whole point of YouTube, right? So I usually like it so I know that I liked it.
If you have a prompt, I guess we still have our prompts from last week,
yeah,
so we won't be asking for prompts right now.
Yeah.
But
what are we doing? We're doing...
Oh, I actually have that written down.
Okay.
Let me see. It's we're going to be doing Warlocks, submitted by Eldon Fisher, and Magic Pens, submitted by Tree Turtle, which is,
Tree Turtle.
I assume, a real person's name.
That's on the birth certificate.
But I guess that's it, Josh. Anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think we talked about all of our adventures. We went to breakfast this morning. Did we talk about that?
Yeah. Oh, shit. We didn't talk about that. Let's end.
All right.
Let's end this tale from whence it began.
This morning.
This morning.
We went to a place in Philly called Hinge.
Just a walk from my house here.
Which everything in Philly has to have a cool name like Hinge or Lockpick.
Honey's. Lockpick.
Lockpick. It sounds like a gay bar.
There's like Corkscrewing. That's just the name of one.
Ratchet.
Calloused Knuckle, I think, is one.
Bloody Foot.
Bloodfoot. Oh, go down to Bloodfoot for a shot. But we went to Hinge and we got some awesome breakfast.
It was I got the Balboa skillet.
What did it have in it? It had
everything.
Sausage. It had Italian sausage,
tomatoes, some kind of cheese. I think it's American cheese. My eggs.
Now the American it had like provolone.
Was it provolone? Okay, provolone.
Because it's Balboa.
That's right.
Italian,
you're right.
Italian. Roasted peppers.
Roasted peppers.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Potatoes.
Anything else? Peppers.
An old boot.
Peppers and onions. An old boot.
Philly worksmanship.
Yeah, Philly sausage, an old boot.
Philly blue collar.
Ground up old boot.
I always hate, like, this is the one thing I hate about this city. You go to eat someplace, and somebody always has to have the Balboa or the Rocky hoagie.
Yeah, well, that's all we have.
I know.
Give us that. It's sad here. It's a very sad place.
And it's like, I always think I look like an idiot because I'm like, you know, I've lived not in the city, but I've lived here my whole life. Like, I'm not, I always feel like a tourist. Like, I'm like, I'll take the Balboa, you know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. But it was it good?
It was delicious. It was a lot of food.
Hinge is a very delicious place. If you live in Philadelphia or you visit Port Richmond for whatever reason, which is a neighborhood in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Go to Hinge. It's a great restaurant. It's delicious breakfast. I had Irish potato French toast.
Yeah, look, it looked like candy. It looked like a cake.
It was so good. It was Irish potatoes are also at a Philadelphia thing.
Yeah.
It's basically frosting rolled up into a ball and rolled in cinnamon and with coconut in it. So it's
I had coconut in it.
An Irish potato is just cream cheese, powdered sugar, butter, and then that's all whipped together, and
holy
then you roll
shit.
It in a ball.
I should have got that.
It's really good. It's really good French toast. I also had the Winter Wonder Plate.
The Winter Wonder Plate looked good, too.
Dude,
I thought about that for
eggs
a minute.
Over medium. Give me that white toast. I don't care. Wheat toast. Oh, no. Let me tell you about wheat toast, all right? People have been eating white toast forever.
That's
true. Guess where it got us? They're all living to be 98, 99. People ate shit out of cans that look disgusting. Those same people, doesn't matter. Wheat toast is not going to save you.
Yeah, you're not gonna live longer because you had wheat toast more than white toast.
Like,
it's
I'm gonna be on my deathbed, pissed that I've been eating shitty ass wheat toast.
I'm still dying.
give me that white toast with just butter on it.
That's your last words. I should have had more white toast.
More white toast. I also had some oatmeal. Oatmeal with some pear sauce.
Yeah, pear. That's what turned me off, the pear. I'm not a big...
You don't like pears? I like pears.
They're all right. I don't not like pears, but like I wouldn't go out of my way to have a pear.
Shout out to all the pear. Did you see that Rick Ross thing?
No.
He did an interview where he lost weight, and he said he had been eating a bunch of pears.
Uh-huh.
And he said, shout out to all the pear eaters. And someone did a vine, and it cut off right at pear. So it was just, shout out, pears. I eat a lot of pear. Shout out to all the pear. And it was just that. And then there were some pretty funny images that came out, like Rick Ross, like, wilding out during, like, a music video where I think it might have been, like, Hold Me Back or something.
Right, right.
But he's, like, looking crazy. And it just says, when you see a pear.
Dude, that's fucking great. Holy shit. Oh, man.
But it's a great breakfast place. Go check it out. Hinge Cafe. Delicious.
I like a good oatmeal. I'm a big oatmeal guy.
You know what Corey thought of?
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Make oatmeal, just Irish oatmeal, plain oatmeal. Put a little scoop of jelly and a little scoop of peanut butter. Mix around PBJ oatmeal.
God damn it.
Oh, my God.
She should work at Hinge.
I know. She should. She could
fucking invent all
there.
This food.
PBJ oatmeal, baby.
Damn,
oh, it's good. It's good. Last thing I want to talk about, Josh.
Yeah.
I watched The Return of the King Rank and Bass cartoon for the first time.
I have not seen it. Luke has the Lord of the Rings one.
Oh, that's the Ralph Bakshi one.
Okay,
that's the rotoscoped one. That's different.
Yeah, you were saying that they only did Return of the King and The Hobbit Rank and Bass.
Yeah,
I've only seen The Hobbit then.
Yeah, so Rank and Bass, the company that did like Frosty the Snowman and you know, all the stop animated Rudolph movies. They also did a Hobbit cartoon in 1977.
Which
and
is great.
Great. It's a very good adaptation of the book. I love it. The backgrounds are beautiful.
Gollum is awesome.
Gollum is awesome.
That's like when I think of Gollum, I think of that Gollum.
The design of a lot of that is really cool. Gandalf looks really cool. And it's mostly watercolor backgrounds, I think.
Yeah.
Not all. But then they did Return of the King to kind of wrap up the entire tale.
Skip
to
over.
Be like, okay, Bilbo gets the ring, and then it starts off with like them at Bilbo's birthday in with Elrond.
Okay, yeah,
so
yeah.
Like they're like Frodo only has nine fingers, and that's the song that plays throughout.
Yeah.
It's like Frodo and the nine fingers in the ring of doom. That's what plays throughout the movie. It's a little it's a little cheesy, but it's pretty great. But it starts off there, and then they kind of tell all the in-between. They wrap it up pretty quickly, believe it or not. But then, watch that. It's great. It's fantastic. I never seen it before. I love The Hobbit. Finally watched Return of the King. Choice.
Dude, I love all... I'll sit down on a Sunday and I'll watch every single Lord of the Rings. I don't give a shit.
Dude, you gotta do trilogy Sunday?
Dude, one time, me and my buddy did 6 Star Wars films, all of them in a row.
Oh my god.
It was horrible toward the end. I was like, I don't care anymore.
Damn, on Return too? I love Return.
It was like 14 hours and I was like, no.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, well that's what I went to Trilogy Tuesday. I may have told this before, but I went to Trilogy Tuesday for Lord of the Rings and they played Return of the King at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
I'd been there all day.
Yeah.
It stunk.
I was
in the front row.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it was bad.
I saw Return of the King at midnight when it came out.
And that shit goes on forever.
I got home at like 6 in the morning.
There's like
dude.
6 fade to whites.
Dude, I had to piss. So, I mean, it's like everyone who sees it. But I had to piss so bad. And I was like, this is the end. I can't fucking leave. I can fucking... This is the movie.
One
this is the whole thing.
One of the times they're going to fade out. Yeah. And it's going to fade out forever yeah. and not come back.
One of them.
So...
It was noticeable, I will say. Now, watching it like a million times, it's less noticeable because you kind of are like, okay, well, they're wrapping up. But yeah. when I first saw it, I was like, you gotta end this now.
Yeah. it's. I remember watching it a couple times in the theater because I think I saw all of them 3 times.
Yeah.
And the last time I saw it, like, the audience was audibly like,
ugh,
when it yeah. came back.
Yeah.
Seeing Frodo's nipples.
Oh, man. Well, I got a cramp in my foot.
Well, let's end it on that if you got a cramp in your foot.
I'm dying. I podcasted too hard.
Well, thanks, guys, for joining us. We'll return next week with some real-ass stories of fantasy.
Warlocks and magic pens.
Magic pens.
Or quills or ink.
Or quills, whatever you want to call it. Pencils.
Pencils. Yeah, crayons.
None of those Chinese pencils that smear the
Oh, we were talking about that last night,
Yeah, we talked
too.
About that last night, too. We went to some cool places.
We had a little hope.
And now we're going to a cooler place. Heaven.
Bye.
Bye. Josh, before we go.
Thanks for listening. And keep on wizarding.
Keep on wizarding. We'll see you next week with real stories. Thanks, everyone. Have a good week. Bye-bye.
Bye.